Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO, and we are taking care of business. That's what we're doing right now at the old Radio Ranch. And on our KGLO live line this morning, we have Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I just about didn't make it into the office this morning. I got to the front steps here, sat down, and thought, boy, this is comfortable right here. I'm staying outside. This is nice.
Sit out there in the sun and nice weather, right?
Oh, boy, I could sit on the front porch all day long today. This is my kind of day.
Betcha. Say, this morning I wanted to address something, and many people probably already know this or have suspected that this was the case. But it's how you use your automobile. You know, many people have an automobile that they use for personal use. It's insured, you know, for personal use. Sometimes it's packaged with their homeowners. Sometimes it's a standalone auto policy. But with all the things that have been going on here in the past few weeks, many people are finding small, part-time jobs where they're doing delivery for, you know, various things, maybe food, you know, maybe, you know, packages or whatever, and they're using their own vehicle. What I would encourage these people to do is find out if using your personal vehicle or basically a commercial use, if your vehicle is covered. Some companies have relaxed some rules. Some companies are holding strong on these rules. But, you know, basically, are you covered if you were going to take a part-time job, let's say, delivering food to people or groceries to people that could much, much use that service? The last thing we wanted to see is somebody get in an accident. They come and they investigate the accident. Where were you going? Well, I was going down to so-and-so to deliver this because I work for so-and-so doing part-time delivery. Whoa, insurance company would say, is it your personal car? Yes, it is. Now, the claim may be declined. So just pay attention. Ask some questions, as always. We always encourage people to ask questions. And, see if your vehicle is covered under these circumstances. I know that's probably a lot to digest this morning for some people, but, you know, we know what's happening, Tim, and it's happening more and more and more, and I think that's going to be the wave of the future. So,
I do too.
FYI.
Yeah, I do too, Dave. And, when you say kind of an FYI, are there special things that they could tack onto a policy, that kind of thing, if they go in and sit down with your staff and say, hey, listen, I'm doing this. It's a part-time job. How do I insure this differently than I am now, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as we always talk about, insurance is just managing risk. So you want to be able to sit down with your agent and figure out what's the best way that you can manage this risk, you know, and not cost you an arm and a leg, but be protected. Just situation. Everybody has seen in the past few weeks less cars on the road. But insurance companies are already seeing that the few cars that are on the road are driving at extremely higher speeds. Now, don't ask me how they know that. I don't know if they got an eye in the sky or whatever. But and what happens when you drive at extremely higher speeds? Wow, you get in an accident, things are definitely going to be affected. So, insurance companies are watching. Just make sure you got the right policy for the right need.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, you're talking about the speed. I saw a story about that, and they really see it, especially in the bigger cities, when everybody was in that lockdown. And people, some of those that were driving would get off work and there'd be nobody on the interstate, where before they might have an hour and a half commute home to go 20 minutes. Now they were able to just fly down the interstate. There was nobody there. So, oh boy.
Absolutely. And the faster you go, you know, it takes you a longer distance to stop. You know, just like you mentioned this morning, if a deer runs out in front of you, maybe, and you're going 20 miles an hour, you maybe have a chance to avoid it. You're flying along there 70 miles an hour, you'd be flying off the hood of your car before you know it. So.
Yeah, oh my. Yeah, and there have been a few of those already this spring and early summer.
So the theme this morning is increased use of personal cars for work. Are you covered? Do some checking.
Are you
Make
covered?
Make a phone call, send an email, whatever it takes.
All right, how do they get in touch with you again, Dave?
Call us there at the office at 641-423-8785, or you can just Google Mason City All Risk Insurance and send an email over and talk to the staff. It maybe don't have to be an extremely long conversation. Just lay out the details and what you're doing, how you're doing it, and say, hey, am I covered for this or not?
I think you hit a few people today that are delivering food and doing some of those delivery route things for people right now, and they just went, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, Tim, we always think about the obvious of damage to the vehicle or whatever, but what if you were in a delivery service business recently and you were in a major auto accident and there was a fatality? Oh. In other words, you hurt somebody or killed somebody. And then they come along and said, no, you don't have any coverage. Tim, that would not be a good thing.
No. Oh, it would be a compounded problem for you. Yeah, that, oh, my. Oh, boy. Dave, good thinking this morning. Heads up stuff from Dave Bernhardt at Mason City All Risk Insurance. Now, you go take the day off and put your feet up, relax, sit out in the back deck and enjoy the day, okay?
Oh, you bet, Tim. Just like you will. We'll be there together,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah, that's right.
You bring the lemonade, okay?
Okay, I've got you covered.
All right, Tim.
Good to talk to you.
See you on the radio.
All righty. Dave Bernhardt. Yeah, we'll see you on the radio for sure. That's my good friend, Dave Bernhardt, out of Mason City All Risk Insurance on your hometown news station, AM 1300. KGLO, and online at KGLOAM.com.